Scott, let's say, hypothetically, I'm up early. If I must, I'm up early. Where are some good breakfast spots around Central Florida?
Well, if you're up early, be quiet because I'm not. I want to sleep. Breakfast, I don't usually get too excited about breakfast because that's the one meal of the day that I can maybe lay low. Most mornings I have a single hard-boiled egg as my breakfast. That's it. That's, you know, and it's enough to get me going for the day. Some people need a big breakfast, and sometimes I do too. If it's maybe a weekend, I like to go, if I've been out late, you know, and I want to really fill my belly, I like to go and have a big, greasy breakfast.
Where are some great places for that?
One of my favorites over the years, I gave it my foodie award for best breakfast many years in a row, All American Cafe. And for years, they were in this really tiny space on Fern Creek and Cayley, just south of downtown Orlando. In fact, most of the seating was outside because there just wasn't enough inside space. And they closed there, really upset a lot of people in the neighborhood when they saw that it was closed. But they were closed only because they were moving to a larger space on Crayford Drive, and they're open again. I went there recently, and breakfast is still wonderful. They've lost, they have no outdoor dining now, which is a shame because that was one of the nice things about it. It was among the list of restaurants that I would, that I have in my dog-friendly dining list.
But the food's still great.
They took over an old Beef O'Brady, so they've got a lot of space on Curry Ford near Crystal Lake, I believe it is.
Gosh, that's a big change in size.
Oh, it's tremendous. The storeroom is about the size of the old restaurant. So, but you can still get a terrific omelet that's just loaded with whatever you want in it, and the biscuits and gravy, just really wonderful stuff. And the home fries are good and greasy, and that's a good thing with the home fries.
If you're going home fries, you got to go all the way.
Now, if you like something a little bit, more pristine, I guess is the word, you might want to look at Kiki's. Kiki's, I think, is a nice alternative to the First Watch chain. Kiki's is local. They've opened up a few now, though. There's one on Fairbanks in Winter Park that's nice and bright, and the food is good. I remember having a really terrific omelet there. You might have to wait in line because it's a very popular space especially on weekend mornings, but a nice place to have breakfast.
If they're comparable to First Watch, do they close fairly early as well, the 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon?
Right. They're a breakfast lunch only.
Definitely got to get up early for that one. Any other recommendations?
If you really like that old diner with the breakfast counter and the short order cook behind the counter cooking, I still like Jack and Mary's in East Orlando. It's just a very comfortable. It's the sort of place where you expect the waitress to call you hon.
And to have a tag that says Flo.
Absolutely, Flo.
Any other good breakfast choices?
Yeah, and there's another place down in south of downtown, Tino's Cuban Cafe. I really went to Tino's expecting to find good Cuban food, but what they do best is more of an American-style food, and one of the best meals they do is breakfast. So I like Tino's as well.
Thank you very much, Scott.
Thank you.